Hey, Yael, did you hear about the newest heavy metals?
That's not my type of music, Don.
I didn't mean heavy metal music. I meant real metals, you know, the ones listed on the periodic table.
You mean elements like hydrogen?
Yes. Hydrogen is the smallest element with an atomic number of 1. These new metals with atomic numbers 114 and 116 are huge in comparison. They've been given temporary names, ununquadium and ununhexium.
Doesn't the atomic number stand for the number of particles in the atom?
An atom is made of positively charged protons, neutral neutrons, and negatively charged electrons. Atoms can gain and lose electrons and neutrons, so it would be difficult to use those numbers for identification. The atomic number is based only on the number of protons. For example, hydrogen has 1 proton and an atomic number of 1. Uranium has 92 protons and the number 92.
Uranium is radioactive. What about the new metals?
Like all large elements, they are unstable and break apart, creating smaller atoms and radiation.
They must be dangerous.
They don't last long enough to be a threat. Scientists created them by smashing together 2 smaller elements in a nuclear accelerator. They bombarded curium atoms, which have 96 protons, with calcium nuclei, which have 20 protons, and got ununhexium. It lasted a few seconds before decaying, or breaking apart, into ununquadium and an alpha particle. That lasted about a half second before decaying into copernicium, number 112.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of work to get an element to appear for less than a second.
I know, but scientists think there are stable super-heavy metals with new chemical properties that are even heavier yet. Because of that, they keep trying.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.